recently at Kembla Grange. She was given a couple of quiet, softish trials. Then she came here to Kembla and she just banged out of the gate, put herself there, which was very, very dominant. Now, that was a filly's and mare's maiden there. She's got to jump to a mixed class one here. This is a very good race. I heard Gary Patelli saying earlier could be a bit of city form coming out this night. I totally agree. I'll give you four numbers, and there are other chances there. A little single story. The Snowdens have got a couple of runners here. I thought that single story, machines from a spell here, was given a quiet trial recently. The inside draw, what's the market with it? Knight Arrow. Now, he's an interesting runner. As you say, he's come up favourite. He's probably in the back of a very good third on the Kensington track, first up from a break. And he seems to he did win on the soft track at Gosford last preparation, won his maiden. And he's got a good draw, Rory Hutchins to ride for Joey Pride. So he could easily win the race. The other one I've thrown in is number four, which is Test of War, Gary Patelli's horse. See, he's only had a one start back in June at Wyong, and he was good there. So he's running a pretty hard race here, given a very quiet trial recently. Another one, watch the market here, Andrew. This is a very good race. 7, 1, 2, and 4.
Into race 6, a maiden over the 1,300. Archer Demas, number 1, the favourite, locally trained at 2.30. Over 11, Windspear at $4.40.
I've gone 1, 4, 7, 5. Another race that's very important to watch the market. And Archer Demas is obviously a story to him. He's a 5-year-old, only ever had the two career runs. His first start in the race, he's very heavily supported Kembla, and he didn't come out of the barrier. So he's doing a bit of time off, come back, trialled okay. And then his run on Melbourne Cup Day was terrific. He knuckled down late. He went down to a more experienced horse on that occasion. The horse that had run stack of placing was busting to win, a horse called Battle Anthem. So with that race experience, and he was very heavily backed on Melbourne Cup Day, so obviously the horse is going okay. Just needs a touch of luck from that awkward draw and hopefully gets away and does the right thing on the day. So 1, 4, 7, 5. My second choice is number 4, Culbertson, a first starter from the Chris Waller camp, given a very quiet trial on the synthetic track. Very hard to get a guy, and it wasn't knocked about on that occasion, so just watch the market with it. Then we go down to number 7, Bridge of the Kildare, a first starter from the Maddie Smith stable. I thought it wasn't knocked around its trials as well, and looked a nice big mare, 4-year-old having its first start. And the other one I've thrown in is number 5, Liardo, one from Richard Friedman camp. It's run home okay late there at Goulburn on debut, going up a bit of distance here, expected to run okay. 1, 4, 7, and 5.
Righto, race 7, Sostenito, number 10, the favourite here, $3.90. Wayne?
I've gone with him, 10, 8, 1 and 9. Number 10 is Sostenito. He's coming off a very good run. He normally gets back, and that's going to be the problem here today. You're going to hope that they can get back and run on here today. Now, his two runs this time in have been very, very good. A good third at Wyong first up, behind a smart one. Then at Rose Hill, he just got back a long, long way there and ran on behind Schubert at Matchmaker and horses like that. So Brian General brings him over from his orange stable, and I do think he's going to be very hard to beat. I've got Feisty Fox as the danger here. She struck a bit of form, purple patch of form this prep. Never been able to place in the three runs, a win and two placings in similar sort of grades. Is an on-pace runner, so I've got to put it in there. Then number 1, he's a given. He's first up since back in September. He's had a trial. Normally goes well fresh from Clary Connors' camp. He's got the big weight, though. He'll have to be at his best. And the other one I've thrown in is number 9, which is Bowlord. He hasn't won for a long while, but he's been racing very well in similar grade races. 10, 8, 1 and 9.
And the last here, the Wallace Stable have got the favourite, 11, Southern Romance at $3.60 over Ocean Dash out to $4.
Yeah, I think Chris Waller's left with three runners here, and I like this one. I've gone 11, 5, 8 and 9. Southern Romance, she's only ever had the two career runs, Andrew, and the first run at Newcastle, a debut run, she just ran a bit of trouble. She never got a clear run done really at any part. She did get bumped around a bit. Then she went back to Newcastle at the next run, and she really delivered there. She loomed to win and just found one of the stable mates a touch too strong. Goes the 1,500 metres here. Lee McGorian to ride for Chris Waller, I think, from an inside draw. I don't know where it's going to get to, but, gee, I think she's going to be very, very hard to beat. I've got number 5 as danger. Brenda Mark was Miss Jenny. Lovely big strong mare. She'll strip fitter for her first up run recently. She's just running just behind the place getters, and second up she has run well before. Of the others, I've got number 8, Concave, another one from the Waller camp. It was very, very green on debut here recently, and then it went back and trialled actually well before it came to Kembla in a strong race behind Baller. And then they've taken it back and trialled it again, and trialled well on the softest track. So I just think with a little bit of experience now, this will run well, Concave. The other Australian is Richard Freeman's horse, Ocean Dash. He got beat a fair way there at Randwick the other day, but he was never really clear in the running. So I think he's a horse that's on the improve. Got to try him in the numbers. 11, 5, 8, 9. But I've made it my best of the day, Andrew. Race 8, number 11, Southern Romance. Long as it doesn't get too wet through the day, because they've got no real wet form there. Has trialled on the wet and trialled okay. So 11, 5, 8, 9, my last.
Okay, and the best, race 8, number 11. We'll keep an eye on the weather like we are at Rose Hill with the first at Kembla just after 1 o'clock. Have a good day, Wayne.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck.
Good on you, Wayne Harris, looking at Kembla Grange today. A break, and then it's Paul Joyce time.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Ebertile's last sale of the year is now on. Everything reduced by 20%, excluding already discounted products. Indoor tiles to outdoor pavers and stone. End Sunday at Ebertile's. Southbound on the M1 heading back towards Sydney and Allison. There's been a truck accident and there are 10-kilometre delays trailing behind it. Local diversions in place. Horsley Park, a car accident on the M7 northbound approaching the Horsley Drive. Pretty heavy going for around about 4 kilometres northbound. Dial Before You Dig is the free service to assist you with your next excavation. Before breaking ground, lodge your inquiry online at 1100.com.au. I'm Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Yurubee Stud presents world champion Warrawee Needy. Retired equal fastest horse in the history of harness racing. 146.4. Fastest two-year-old in Ontario Sire Stakes history. Winner of more than 29 races and $1.25 million. He was one of the fastest and most exciting pacers of the last decade. Warrawee Needy. Book now. Yurubee.com.au.
Mum, do you hear that beeping sound?
You left the fridge door open again.
Close. It's the sound of Bingley trucks loading new refrigerators ready for free delivery.
And free unpacking. We take away the packaging too.
And we'll take away your old fridge free.
It's a great deal.
Buy any new refrigerator right now from Bingley and you'll get free full service delivery.
You know when the beeping will stop, Lionel?
Yes, very soon, so be quick. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
The biggest cowboy Christmas ever is now on at K Ranch Arena near Camden. Whatever you do, don't miss the spectacular Extreme Bulls Finals this Saturday and Sunday. See Australia's elite bull riders battle it out on the baddest, meanest one-ton athletes in their quest to take home the gold buckle. Two big shows, Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. full of thrills and spills like you've never seen before. Tickets from $30. Save by booking online at kranch.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third in races 1 to 4 at Rosehill and Sandown today. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
It is Paul Joyce time on a Saturday at this time, looking at every race through Rosehill this afternoon. Still plenty of cloud around, but at the moment the radar looks still clear. There's some showers and maybe a little bit of heavier rain under Kembla Grange that's just sort of not going anywhere. It's just going in circles. So we'll monitor this. They're saying scattered showers. But Paul Joyce, at this moment, this track is beautiful and healthy.
Yes, good morning, Andrew, and good morning to all the punters. Yeah, these tips have been done for a good four track. And look, it's a terrific day's racing, considering we're on the fringe of the spring heading into summer. And obviously, the scratchings played a little bit of a mess with things this morning, but outside of that second race, I'm really looking forward to this meeting.
Yeah, solo mission coming out of the second, and now we've only got the four runners did impact there. Andrew Hurley's with us from TAB. Morning, Hurls.
Morning, Andrew Bensley and Paul Joyce. Yeah, reiterate what Joyce has said there. It's a good program, and betting, particularly on a number of runners today, has been very strong.
Can't wait to get to the price of seasons. We've been talking about that, whether we're going to get better than $1.90, $1.95. We'll get to that race later. What about the first? What prices are we betting here?
Yeah, Roheron, no surprise, is a very short price favourite at $1.50. There hasn't been any change really here this morning away from number nine, Columbina. It's 8.50 into 8, but I can tell you this has been very, very heavily tried here. It's almost holding as much money as any runner on the program this afternoon. So punters looking to get off to a flyer. $1.50 is a bit short. You might want to look at playing it in a multi.
How are you going to play it, Paul? And particularly with the pace of this race, Gary Portelli was sort of keen on Ronstar turning it around a bit today.
Yeah, look, it's one of those races now because the two real speedsters have come out, Shadow Bridge and Miss Invincible. Now, with those two runners in the field, we were guaranteed a hectic pace up front, Roheron back from 1,200 to 1,100, so it was going to suit him perfectly. He was just going to sit out the back and then crunch them late. But with those two coming out, you know, horses like Chesstar, Ronstar, they're going to get a little bit of an easier run, and around the 1,100, it'll test Roheron. Obviously, his last start win was just so impressive, and the market has reacted accordingly, $1.50. Look, I've gone 3.5.2.4. I can't tip against him. But I don't want to put my entire punting bank on him in the first race of the day and then be back in the pavilion by 12.46. So I don't know what I'll do. I'll probably take a multi, like Earl said. I may stand him out in the first four because I think he'll win. He's sectioned between the 400 and 200 of 10.84 at Rose Hill last start. It is off the charts. So, yeah, he should win, but just how you play it's the question. Number five, Beedy. He would have really appreciated the fast speed as well. He's been gelded. He's a dry tracker. He's got some ability, and I thought he could have added some value to the Quinella, and he still can. Number two, Ronstar. Well, he gets a 5-kilo swing on Roheron, but he's got to make up four lengths, and Roheron was ambling through the line, so you can probably tack on a bit to that four lengths when you're looking at the margin. And then you have number four, Heart Conquered, who's coming through a fairly ordinary form race at Moonee Valley. But he's got a four next to his name. It should have been a one. He was locked up the entire straight and should have won comfortably. So he could sneak into the multis at a bit of a price. So the numbers are 3, 5, 2, and 4. How you play it, I'll leave that up to each punter.
Righto. Well, this is the second race, and with the scratching of Solo Mission and the others, it's only four. But the market changed dramatically with Solo Mission coming out. I think it was about a 43-cent deduction going off memory.
Yeah, 100%. 43 by 25. I don't recall seeing one as big as that for a while. Vassal also comes out. 7 cents the win, 0 the place. 6 cents, 0 the place. My Giuliano and Sherlock Holmes, just a 2-cent deduction there for the win. Yeah, all about the favourite here, Tamarack. 180, got to 185 momentarily this morning. It's back to $1.80. The Bandit's 340 to 350, back to 340. We go back up to Nemea, 350, no change. And Kasaragi is a $41 chance.
Give us your thoughts, Paul.
Yeah, well, look, speed's a query. Tamarack, I wouldn't be surprised if they go forward on him in the small field. Kasaragi, I'll give the connections a plug. They've picked up $6,500 for running a benchmark 42 horse in a benchmark 88. It was the worst decision I'd seen come Wednesday, the best decision I've seen come Saturday morning, so well done to them. Look, I've gone 5.478, Tamarack on top. I think he's got a bit of tactical nous about him as far as he can settle on speed and run a quick final section, and that might be all he has to do today to win this. Nemea, he's more of a genuine stayer, so the bigger field probably would have suited him, but if something strange happens tactically-wise, then I think he's the horse that could pounce on Tamarack. The Bandit, only 2 wins from 23. Richard Freeman seems to have him going really well, but he gets worked up in the yard. He does things wrong in his races. He's probably not a horse you really want to take $3 something about. And Kasaragi, well, you could stand him out to run fourth in the first four. Maybe that's how you could play this race. 5, 4, 7, and 8 for me in the second.
Righto. This week's Tab Highway is a Class 2. Horses from all around the state, including Usain Bolt up from Albury, travelled up yesterday. What's the market now?
It's a good betting race. We say it every single Saturday, but it is a good betting race for Tab Highway. 360 to 380 for I Am Capitan makes it favourite. Narrowly in front of I Am A Crumpet, which has met with good support this morning. It's 5 into 390. 21 to 19, back to 21 for Tiger's Image. Fair Income's been 13 out to 17. We go down to number 8, which is Milne Bay. It's 34 to 51. 12 to 13 for Tully Toff. You Say Bold, well, it's joint favourite now, Andrew. 420 into 380. Our Rosemary, 10 to 12. 21 to 23, True Pride. Sanctuary Cove, 101. 17 for Caccini. And Rev It Up, Red Nut, 14 in a point to 13.
Yeah, we had Ron Stubbs on earlier. There was a steward's note, Paul, obviously, that came out through the week around Usain Bolt with some swelling to an off foreleg, but it basically happened out of his last or her last run, and she is prime for today.
Yeah, and the money's been there for her, hasn't it, ever since the markets went up. There's plenty of speed on here. This is an old-fashioned highway, if you like. We've got a decent field, and there's just speed right across the track from Iron Capitan. I'm A Crumpet, Usain Bolt, Tully Toff, and then down the bottom, Sanctuary Cove and Rev It Up, Red Nut. So plenty of pace. I've gone 1, 3, 10, 11. I've got to stick with the form around I Am Capitan here. I'm convinced it's the strongest form line. Second to Handle the Truth, which has won two highways now. Chewbacca ran third. I Am Capitan split that pair, and that was first up for a year. That was on the back of a good trial at Bathurst, but you'd think he'd come on from the run. He's come up with barrier one. He gets 3 kilos off for Robbie Dolan. So I'm sticking with him coming back from a class three to a class two. I Am A Crumpet at number three. Well, she's this lightly raced mare by I Am Invincible, and she puts herself in the race. She's got a sharp turn of foot, and she's building up a really good little record. The 10 Usain Bolt, I'm keeping her very safe. Generally speaking, the Albury Wagga form isn't strong enough, but she looks a little bit better than average, so we'll keep her really safe. And number 11, Our Rose Marie, well, she's been closing off strongly in the last couple of highways, and one day she will get the split at the right time and blow them all away at good odds. But I'm keen on the one here. I've gone 1, 3, 10 and 11.
The fourth race starts off today's Big Six jackpot, meant to get to around 100,000. Andrew?
Sense of Occasion, 21's no change. Red Excitement, 460, no change. Our Century, $6, no change. In fact, nothing's changed here. 420, Exoteric makes it favourite. Test of Shadow at 8. Articus at 7, 550. Abdon, Naval Warfare at a quote of $7. So probably best what I do here is let you know what, as far as the money is concerned, in order. It's Exoteric, Red Excitement, and then Our Century, which has been a bit of talk about it this morning.
Certainly has. Pace-wise for this 1,900-metre race, Paul?
Look, I think Red Excitement will get another fairly soft lead. Last start sat outside the lead and hit the front a long way from home, and I think he'll take a bit of catching again. I just can't see anything else wanting to put the pressure on him. But I've gone 3, 5, 2 and 7. I'm gambling on Our Century first up at the 1,900, which is a big gamble, obviously. But the price has been right, and now into $6, but has been floating around it better than that leading into the race. Kim Moore Train trialling up really well. Of course, last prep took out the Lord Mayor's Cup here over 2,000 when second up, but I'm pretty sure he's forward enough to run a huge race here, and I want to go with him at the odds to beat the 5 Exoteric, who comes here in terrific form for Chris Waller, dropping back in distance, but has had a trial to tick along into this race. The 2 Red Excitement, I was on him last start. I'm a bit loath to jump off him, but it's just that 2 kilo weight rise from 59 to 61 because he won the preview. And I think the handicap has really whacked him pretty hard for a horse that has had 60 starts, and he's still getting penalised for wins this late in his career. And number 7, Articus, that was a terrific first up run at Randwick over 1400, and he's really the X factor horse in the race. So I've gone 3, 5, 2 and 7. I'll be backing Our Century, but there are a few other chances in this one.
OK, and we should mention, Hurls, there's that bonus bet offer today for these races early on at Rose Hill and Sandown.
Yeah, that's right. If you place a bet, a win bet, and your horse runs a second or third races, 1 to 5 there, you will receive a bonus bet back up to $50. It's been really popular right throughout the spring.
It certainly has.
You can be having one of those frustrating days and not necessarily be behind because of those bonus bets.
That's it. So races 1 to 4, Rosehill and Sandown.
Correct.
Race 5, Jungle Edge comes out, the November handicap.
Yeah, Jungle Edge comes out up the top there. Deductions 14 by 12. Snippets Land is a $10 chance. Opened up at that quote this morning. Oxford Poet 7 to 7.50. My Nordic Hero 34 to 36. A little bit of specking here for Tougher Than the Rest this morning. 19 to 15. First Hand 5 to 4.80. Just Dreaming gets out from 3.50 to 3.70. Passage of Time is your favourite. 3.20 to 3.30, and Dagny is a 7.50 quote, opened up at $7 this morning and got to 6.50. It's back to $7.50. Interesting little betting race here. As far as dollars are held, I can tell you that First Hand, well, narrowly Just Dreaming, then First Hand and Passage of Time, very little between them. A little bit of support, always the case with Dagny, $7.50.
Yeah, well, Tony Brazel made it one of his trial tips much earlier this morning here, Dagny in race 5. How's the race set up, Paul?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of pace here. We've got Oxford Poet, Passage of Time, and you've also got Tougher Than the Rest, and to a lesser extent, Just Dreaming. So I think there's a genuine speed for a relatively small field. My numbers, 2, 8, 6 and 7. I'm having a spec here on number 2, Snippets Land. I think he's massive overs, this horse. He's a Group 3 winner, he's won twice at listed grade, so he's very well placed here. And he's really a dry track horse. He just didn't go a yard on that heavy 9 track in the Sydney Stakes, but it gives you a good idea of where the Snowdens thought he was at to kick him off in that sort of race. Pierrata won it, of course, Jungle Edge second. And I think second up, back on a dry track, Ty Anglin Barrier 1. There's a lot to suggest he'll turn his form around here, and the market just hasn't really reacted to that. So I'm backing Snippets Land to beat the 8, Passage of Time. He was brave first up behind Cradle Mountain, and he probably stripped fitter for that. 1,200 to 1,400 is a little niggle for me, but I think he'll be up there for a long way. The 6, First Hand, if he doesn't miss the start, he can win the race, but if he does miss the start, he's in strife. Last start, he recovered well, but not quite well enough. And the 7, Just Dreaming, she loves Rose Hill, which is the big plus, but she's a mare who's out of form. She's only been placed 2 of her last 6. And for a horse that was as consistent as she used to be, that's a query for me when you're taking a very short price. So I'm happy to back Snippets Land at the big odds, 2, 8, 6 and 7.
We as Hurl said, Snippets Land at $10 right now with Tab fixed odds. The tab.com.au is race 6.
Yeah, and Suncraze back from Melbourne, 5.50, no change. Suchet's, or Suchet, $7, no change. The Getaway at 34, 15, Better Not Blue. Drockade, 7 to 7.50. Now, 13 into 10, Dissolution, 19, no change for Mudarakan. Arrangement is 7 into 6, or Arrangement. Lejeune is a $19 chance. Noshio, 6.50 to 7. And the favourite right down the bottom, Watchdog, $4.60, so it's very wide open here, with the favourite being at that quote of $4.60.
How's the pace in this race, Paul?
Look, I just can't see a lot of pressure. I think the on-pacers will get an edge here. Dissolution, Arraignment and Watchdog, they're your 3 on-pacers, but there's just nothing else there sort of piling that pressure on. Suchet probably handy, but the rest tend to get back. And I think that'll give the on-pacers the edge. So I've gone 7, 12, 3 and 9, 7 on top Dissolution, 13 into 10 this morning, and that makes sense to me because he's a horse who tackles this fourth up off a spell. He's a Group 3 place getter. His run at Kembla was a huge improvement on what we'd seen first and second up, and the money had come for him that day, so I suggest he's taken a while to reach his peak this prep, but today with the lightweight up on speed, I just think he's a good each way bet, and around the $10, I'll stick with that. To beat the 12 Watchdog, Blinker's first time, it'll make a difference. He's stepping out of his class here a touch, though, and I thought he was at the right price, but a lightweight on speed, he should run really well. The 3 Suchet, he's my query runner, first up for the Snowdens, formerly with James Cummings. 8 of his 19 starts have been at stakes level, so the Godolphin really tested him at the elite level, and I think the Snowdens will probably work him through his grades a little bit better. And number 9, Arraignment, he's the other on-pace runner who's holding his form, but he just lacks that sort of killer punch about him. So I'm happy to back the 7 each way, 7, 12, 3 and 9.
7, 12, was it?
7, 12, 3 and 9, yep.
Righto. To race 7, the Rosehill Bowling Club. Holy Seal coming out of this one.
Badajoz is a 7.50 chance, Andrew. Strathmore 16 to 17, 13 to 14 for Sir Plush, 12 to 13 my favourite. Perizada $14 chance out from 13. 7.50 to 8 for Dissolute. Now, Isurian has been well backed this morning. Isurian, 3.90 into 3.40. Tango Rain, 8 to 9. 23 to 19, Jorda. Gibraltar Girl, 7 got the 7.50. It's back to 7. Nick-Tok, 9 to 9.50. 41 into 26 for Iso Rich. But pretty well supported here is the 7. 3.90 into $3.40 this morning.
Tango Rain is one that could go forward here.
Yeah, there's good pace here, Andrew. Tango Rain's probably the most obvious. I saw it, it'll have to drive up from that inside gate. And pressing across from out wide, the likes of Perizada, my favourite, and to a lesser extent, probably the, down the bottom, Isa Rich, who just loves to punch along there and keep them honest. So good pace. I've gone 6.93 and 1. I think the 6 Dissolute is good value at $8. Terrific run behind Marsupial and Technical Advantage at Randwick in an open handicap recently. Didn't get a lot of room. Rocketed to the line. That was its first run for the new stable, formerly with Godolphin. So I think he'll run a big race, and he should get the race run to suit. Number 9, Jorda. I thought she was the value runner of the field. $19 about her. Now, she hasn't got great numbers next to her name this prep, but she's been in the deep end down there in Melbourne. She drops back to a benchmark 94 here, and 9 of her 11 career starts have been at stakes grade. Number 3, Sir Plush. He's always a knockout in these sorts of races. And the 1, Batty Oz. He just loves the 1100 at Rose Hill, and he's a bit of a forgotten horse here coming up from Melbourne. 6.93 and 1 in the 7th.
The Australian Turf Club is race 8 here over the 1200. What price is Tab now betting fixed odds seasons?
Gee, you got 2.10 early this morning if you're up nice and early. Into $1.90. What's that, sorry?
To be up, it beat me. I was up at 4 to 5. I still didn't get a double. Couldn't get $2.10. What price now?
Yeah, $1.95. And honestly, this has been off the map, and it's going to be a tale of two tapes, I guess. If you for punters, it wins, they're cheering. Otherwise, tab.com.au will get the lot. This is holding a fair bit of cash, and I dare say it'll continue right throughout the day. Hysterical, 8.50, no change. 12 to 13 for Invictum Demeanor. We've got Nikki's Gold, 19 to 18, back to 19. Deft, $6, just repeating, 2.10 to 1.95 for Seasons. Lee Me Australia, 34 to 26. Sea Hampton, 12 to 11, back to 12. Ready to Profit. Now, it's on the second line at $5 and hasn't budged from that quote, 81 to 71 for Alliterate. Seasons, all the rage, very popular straight out and also in multis.
I reckon Santa Claus would have missed out on that one at $2.10 this morning. Even he gets up early and can't even jag it. How are you going to take us through this race, Paul?
Yeah, I missed it too, so gee, you have to get early to get that one this morning. But look, loads of speed, ready to profit off the inside gate, Alliterate drawn wide, the Victim Domino drawn out. They're just going to go everywhere. Hysterical, another one, Leave Me Astray. Wherever you look, there's speed, and that'll suit Seasons. Barrier 2 just tucks in behind them and has the last shot. I've gone 5, 4, 12, and 1. I do think she's the best bet of the day. I'm convinced she's going to a fairly elite level, this mare. She's had the 4 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds. Obviously, it should be 3 wins and 1 second. Trialling like an absolute star this time in, and the barrier gods have been kind, throwing in barrier 2. So I think only bad luck will beat her. If the bad luck does arrive, then I think Deft will be the horse to pounce on it. Great first up win at Canterbury, 1100. This is a logical step to the 1200 second up. And outside of that, I thought the 12 ready to profit. She'll take some catching the way she's going at the trials. But I couldn't even have her in the same league as Seasons at the moment in their careers. And number 1, Hysterical, who'll probably sit outside ready to profit. Well, she'll stick on well, as she did first up behind News Fan, who goes round favourite in the last. But Seasons for me, very keen, 5, 4, 12 and 1.
And Paul, can I just get your comment on Invictum Demeanor going into this race? I know it's drawn wide. What are your thoughts with this horse?
Look, she's obviously promising. They're bringing a back-in trip, fourth up off a spell, and the barrier draw to me is just horrendous. There's so much speed drawn underneath her. So I can't see it working out today, and I'm just not sure. Well, we might have missed her early on in the prep. Might have been the time to catch her.
Yep, understand. All right, the last here, Glenn Schofield takes the ride on 16 Snitzel Day.
News fan, very well tried. 310 into 260. Schubert, 7 out to 8. 14 to 15 for Asterius. Generalissimo, 19 to 21. Mapmaker, 10 to 950, back to 10. Catesby, 15 to 16. Sparky Lad, 19 to 21. 5 to 480, back to 5 for Southern Lad. We've got 15 to 16, Sweet Deal. Monsieur Sisur, 10 into 950. 31 to 34 for the Farrow. Snitzel Day, 31 to 34. Last couple of months, Andrew, it's been a dead set fill-up for favourites punters in the last, as we know. And just even getting back to seasons and what price it's going to start at, I dare say if punters are winning early, then they'll just keep loading up. But they've already loaded up in the last here on Newsfan this morning, 310 to 260.
And will it be suited by pace here?
Yeah, I think Newsfan will get a fairly good run off that gate. Their speed is a little bit hard to map. I think the Pharaoh from Barrier 1 will definitely inject some pace getting the start. Cattersby, Mapmaker, the other two. But there's just not that pressure that you often see in these races. I've got